Has this ever happened to you? You know you created that file, but you just can't remember where you saved it, or even what you named it for that matter, and you're having a lot of trouble finding it. Don't be embarrassed, it happens to everyone. But luckily, Word allows you to search for your files using a number of criteria. So we're going to open our document and realize when we hit the Open button that we can't remember what we called this file. In fact, we're not even sure where we might have saved it. We're going to let Word help us out in finding that file. So we scroll over here to the right-hand side and click on Tools, and there it is right at the top, Search. Give that a click, and here you can see that the Basic tab is selected by default. Here's where we can type in the text that we know is in our document. I've got text in there from my previous search, and it's Our Philosophy, so I'd like you to type that in if you're following along. So we know for sure that this text exists in our document somewhere, we just don't know where it is and what we've called it. But down here we can narrow the search by clicking the Search In drop-down. Here's where we choose where to search. Well, we know it's not on the network and it's not part of Outlook, it's on my computer. You notice when I click in the checkbox next to my computer that a check appears and it looks like there's a layer of boxes appearing underneath. That's because in my computer there's a number of areas that we can search. And to see those areas, let's click the plus sign to expand that branch. Alright, well we know it's not on the floppy drive, so we can click on that check mark to deselect it. We know it's not in our shared documents, it's not in some of these other folders, memory sticks, DVD drives, and so on. In fact, if we turned all of these off, we can then really narrow the search, and we know that it's on my desktop. Now when I click that, you'll notice that I don't have that layering stack of boxes, I've just got one checkbox. I click it again, there's that stack again. What does that mean? Well, it means that I'm actually going to search my desktop and any folders that appear on my desktop. So it's going to drill down from my desktop down. That's what I want. The other way to narrow the search down is to go over here where it says Results Should Be. And here we select the file type. We know it's a Word document, so we want to make sure that Word Files is checked off and none of these other ones are checked off. So we can click in the boxes to make sure that the check marks do not appear except for right here under Word Files. We'll click over here to collapse that branch and click the Go button. Now, depending on how many files you have and where you're searching, this search could take a while or it could be very quick. And you can see that it's found 20 of 21 here. And as I scroll down, I've got an alphabetical listing of all the files that contain the text My Philosophy. If I want to narrow this search even further, I can go to the Advanced tab. Let's click up here, because we're not sure which one of those documents it is. And under Property, we have Text or Property here. We know, for example, if we scroll up here, that the number of pages is greater than 1. So we'll choose More Than, and we'll type in a value here of 1. Now we need to add this, and it gets added down here. But we're not done. You'll notice that we have and or. So we can tailor our search a little bit here. Make sure that and is selected, and we'll go to another property. We have a number of properties to choose from, including size, whether they're templates, titles, and so on. We're going to scroll on up here to Date Completed. We can choose the exact date if we wanted to, but under the Condition drop-down we're going to choose On or After, and the value here is where we type our date. Well, we're not totally clear on when we saved it, so let's leave that blank. Let's change our property now to File Name, and we know that the file name includes the number 3. So the condition is already set to includes, and the value is a 3. We know that there's a 3 in the name of our file. We'll add that, and now you can see that we have two expressions here. The number of pages is more than 1, and the file name includes the number 3. Again, we can select our location. We're leaving it at desktop, and selected file types is set to Word. When we hit Go, we'll get a different listing of documents. You'll notice that all of these file names contain the number 3 in there. So let's choose one of these dkadvert3.doc files, give it a click, click OK, and this takes us to our open dialog box, and that file is selected. All we need to do now is hit the open file.